Continuing now on this Friday, good to have you along for the conversation. You know, thousands are being returned to Mexico under Trump's immigration policies. I just read some things on Twitter here. Let me tell you what the left says about this. This is what Franklin Graham and Jerry Falwell Jr. endorse. Trump's plan to deport desperately sick kids who are getting life-saving medical care here. White evangelical leaders are unthinkably cruel. This is where the left is this morning. This is on Jennifer Rubin's page. She, of course, is the alleged conservative blogger at the Washington Post. This woman's not conservative. She's a, you know, come on, let's be honest. My next guest, Charles Fain Lehman, staff writer for the Washington Free Beacon. Charles, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
It's incredible the things that I see written by people like Jennifer Rubin and those on the left talking about this policy as if anything we do to enforce our laws is somehow abhorrent and immoral. It's crazy, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, there's a the thing that you're referring to specifically, I wrote a piece about what's called the Remain in Mexico policy or the migrant protection protocols, where since December of last year, the administration has said if we pick people up at the border and they say they're trying to enter legally, but they say we qualify for asylum, I want to seek asylum, they'll be sent back to Mexico to await their hearings. They're not actually allowed into the country until their asylum claim isn't approved. And something like less than 20% of asylum claims are actually approved. So in most cases, they are false asylum claims. So the whole purpose of the policy is to make sure that people don't come into the country, get released from detention, and then just sort of skip town, never show up for their hearing, sort of vanish into the interior. So it's a policy that's designed entirely to try to reduce porosity at the border, try to reduce illegal immigration. Very reasonable policy that still lets in all people who are valid asylum applicants. It tries to reduce everybody else.
It's all part of a bigger plan, of course. You've got, 52 new miles of border wall, 450 new miles of border wall by 2020, the Stay in Mexico plan. These are all different elements of the Trump approach to securing the border. And I guess what I'm getting at here, Charles, when I read these crazy tweets by Jennifer Rubin and others, is it doesn't matter what he does to enforce American law, whether he makes a deal on the Stay and Remain in Mexico portion or the building the wall or deporting those that are here illegally, no matter what he does, he is attacked and criticized. Is that fair?
No, I think that is generally true. And, you know, there are better and worse features of the immigration policy, but it is something that's got to be Kevin Drum, who blogs at Mother Jones, which is, you know, a pretty far left site. After he watched the second Democratic presidential debate, one of them, he said, wait a second. Are the Republicans right that Democrats are the party of open borders? Is that really what we believe in? Is that really what we're trying to do? Because,
yes.
It's not so much that the explicit goal as any and all enforcement of border policy is seen as bad and destructive and racist.
Yeah. The answer is yes. They do want to be a party of open borders, but makes no sense because it's detrimental to those that support them. Many times, obviously, it's detrimental to America by having unvetted and unleashed people here in this country when you don't know where they come from. No country in the world allows people to come in unchecked. No country in the world does that. And yet they would suggest that that's what we should do in America, which is foolish, as you know. So the Remain in Mexico policy is working, Charles, as you point out. There's been a reduction in the number of people coming across the border, and it's working. But it's just a start. It's down 28%, but we hit a high of, 150,000 illegals were detained in the United States in May, I believe. So the numbers are off the charts still, are they not?
Yep. So May was the peak, and May is the peak for at least, I think it's the past 5 or 10 years. 150,000 people were apprehended, and it's dropped. In June it dropped, in July it dropped, and we'll get August numbers in about a week, and we'll find out what that looked like. But I suspect it's leveled off a little bit. And there are probably three factors going on there. One is that people try to illegally cross the border less in the summer because it's really hot and you don't want to have to walk all the way here from Honduras or El Salvador in summer heat. So people just consistently try to legally immigrate less. Two is that the Mexican government has actually started trying to enforce its own southern border a little bit more, that the new government there understands it also has an illegal immigration problem and is trying to crack down a little bit, which has been beneficial for us by extension. And then three is this Remain in Mexico policy, which so I wrote this piece a little bit about new figures on the number of new cases that have been returned to Mexico, the new asylum applications, something like 23% of all apprehended border crossers in July were returned to Mexico to await their hearings. And the how much of an effect that's having, we can't really quantify right now, but we can say that certainly DHS thinks it's having a pretty substantial effect, and there's good reason to believe that if people know that they can't get here and stay here and take advantage of some of the loopholes that allow them to remain here and escape into the interior, they're right. Just less likely to come.
Yeah, and other changes are occurring as well. I mean, there's been a change in the rule on how long that these folks can be detained. It was being pushed all the way down to just 20 days, and you know that, you know, nothing can happen in 20 days. The process doesn't occur that fast. You know that. And so all of these things are happening simultaneously. And as I talk about the new portions of border wall, that means agents are freed up, resources are freed up so they can go to the places where there are still bigger problems. And so this is all kind of happening simultaneously, isn't it?
Yes. And obviously, it's therefore hard to measure any one effect. Any one thing that the administration does now is only going to be sort of a finger in the dam, because they are trying to respond to a set of bad incentives in the law. The change to what you're referring to, the 20-day detention, the change to what's called the Flores Settlement Agreement, which is a deal from the 1990s that governs how, I believe, children from non-contiguous countries can be, how long they can be detained, which has been a huge issue in the current crisis, because a lot of the people who are showing up are children and families from non-contiguous countries. The changes of the Flores Settlement Agreement, if they actually get through, because that will be a big fight in federal courts, if they actually get through, are likely to have a more substantive impact.
Yeah. It seems to come back to the courts oftentimes. It's a focus of all of these policies. You know, these courts that will step up, and you'll have an activist judge that can set down, which is strange to me that a federal district judge can change policy for the entire nation. I don't think it's supposed to work that way, but that's just me, Charles. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's a big fight right now, the extent to which this is a consistent phenomenon, certain federal circuits that, you know, if you're the ACLU or you're an immigration law group, you know that you can go to certain judges and say, we want a nationwide temporary restraining order, and they'll say, done. And all policy once again grinds to a halt. Major problem for a democratically elected president actually getting done the agenda that he was sent to the White House to accomplish. It's a major issue. We'll see what happens with it.
There you go. Charles Fain Lehman, staff writer for the Washington Free Beacon. Greatly appreciate you being here, sir.
Thank you.
There you have it. All right, this part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. We'll be right back.
DTE wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
It's hiring season in the construction industry, and have they got a job for you? Find out at MichiganConstruction.com. Major companies are looking to fill positions all over Michigan. They're working on projects across the state, and so can you. If you're looking for a great place to hang your hard hat, check out MichiganConstruction.com. Apply now. You can have great pay, health care, benefits, and a future, because it just might be a career. Go to MichiganConstruction.com. That's MichiganConstruction.com, because Michigan is hiring.
Let's make the new year the best one ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Lose weight, detox, and balance your hormones in as little as 25 days with MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. This isn't one of those yo-yo diets where you lose weight with shakes or bars, then put it all back on again when you go back to real food. MyPureHealthSolutions.com uses real food from the grocery store. Our health coaches will support you every step of the way and track your progress. Lose weight and make this the best new year ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.